walked in.
当我一走进来，我就感受到神的同在。
There is nothing in this world more wonderful than feeling the presence of the Holy Spirit.
在这世上没有任何一件事比感受到神同在这么样的棒。
I was sitting there thinking where I have traveled just in the last 6 weeks.
我坐在那里的时候，我在想过去六个礼拜我一直在旅行当中。
I love to preach the gospel and to share the good news of Jesus.
我真的非常的享受来见证主的荣耀，来说到耶稣。
I have no bad news for you today. I have only good news.
今天我唯有给你们的是好的消息，没有任何不好的。
Jesus, when he came to the earth, proclaimed peace and goodwill.
当他来到世上的时候，他就是一直在宣讲和平，还有好的。
And that should be our message to you, peace and goodwill.
那就是平安和好的信息。
These last 6 weeks, I have traveled to the Arctic Circle.
这过去的六个礼拜，我到过了北极。
I have been to India.
我也到了印度。
To Europe, Amsterdam.
到欧洲的阿姆斯特丹。
To Wisconsin and Minnesota.
到美国的威斯康辛州跟明尼苏达。
And to Texas.
到德州，德克萨斯州。
And now here in the Bay Area.
然后现在来到了湾区。
And I find hungry people everywhere for God.
我无论到什么地方，我都发现有许许多多渴慕神的人。
And before I begin, I just had a couple of words from the Lord to share.
在我开始以前，我有一点的话是从神来了，要跟你们分享。
The brother right there in the white shirt.
张家弟兄 ，Yes.
Yes.
请你站起来。
Would you stand? Is that your wife near you or no?
No.
All right, would you stand?
Yeah, 请你们两位站起来。
I just saw your heart, that your heart is really after God.
我看到你们的心一直的就是归向神。
And the Lord is creating even a deeper hunger to know Him.
神在你们里面继续的制作更深对他渴慕的心。
And the Lord wants to encourage you to continue seeking after God.
神要鼓励你们继续不断地寻求他。
I saw a heavenly visitation that you were going to have with the Lord.
我看到神会翩然地降临你们。
And it will change your life.
那就会改变了你的心。
And it will bring you to a new place.
也会带领你进入一个新的领域的生命里面。
And I saw you and your wife working in the kingdom of God together.
我见到你们夫妇在神的国度里面一起的侍奉。
And having a boldness for the Lord.
而且在神里面有刚强勇敢的心。
And I saw many people gathering around you.
我看到许多人围绕在你们的四周围。
And the Holy Spirit very strong.
圣灵很强的在你们里面。
And the Lord encourages you today.
神今天鼓励你们。
And he wants you to know that he is with you.
让我告诉你，神一直与你们同在。
And he has good plans for your life.
他在你的生命上有很好的计划。
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
谢谢耶稣。
And I had a word for the brother there with the brown jacket and his wife. Yes.
Okay. 美云跟 Winston. Yes.
Yes. I saw that you have great favor with people.
我看到你们很蒙从人来的恩宠。
And that you are pleasant and easy to get along with.
而且你跟人有很容易的相处，平易近人。
And that you and your wife will go on many missions trips.
你跟你的妻子将到很多的宣教去。
And you will go out and come back and go out and come back.
然后你会去了又回来，去了又回来。
And this is your greatest joy.
这是你最大的喜乐。
And everywhere you go, you will have the favor of God on you.
不管你到什么地方去，神的恩宠都在你们身上。
And I saw you sharing the joy of the Lord and people that normally would be depressed coming into a joyful place.
然后我看到当你们跟人分享神的时候，一些沮丧的人就会来到神的喜乐的同在里。
And you never feel like your work for God is a labor. You feel like it's an honor.
那你从来不觉得服侍神是个重担，而是一个荣幸。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you.
神祝福你。
And Jamie and Daniel, would you stand?
董弟兄，请站起来。
The Lord has some new places for you in the spirit that you will go.
神在灵里面会给你一个新的层面进去。
And I saw that many challenges have faced you in the last 3 or 4 years.
我看到过去这30年里面有许多的挑战在你们的生命当中。
But the things are really beginning to come together.
但是现在呢，事情越来越好了。
And Daniel, you have a prophetic anointing on your life.
Daniel, 在你的生命当中有启示性的膏抹在你的身上。
God wants to use you more and more.
神要更多的使用你。
And he wants you to move out when he speaks to you.
当神对你说话的时候，他要你凭信心走出来。
And not to worry about what people think.
不需要担忧人们怎么看你。
He is going to give you words of encouragement even for leaders.
他甚至要从神各样的领袖来给你鼓励建造的话语。
And as the two of you have served faithfully under other people,
当你们两个同心的服侍神，非常的尽心的来服侍的时候，
as God expands your ministry, others will come and serve under you.
而且神会扩展你们的事工，然后他会差遣更多的人在你们的下面一起。
And the Lord has your life under control.
神已经在你们的生命生活当中都已经掌管了一切。
All you need to do is follow him.
你所必须的就是跟随他。
And Jamie, the Lord is maturing you and he's making a great leader out of you.
健美，神在你身上做的是更加的使你成熟，要制作你成为一个很棒的领袖。
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Hallelujah. The pastor of this church is not here. Is that correct?
Senior pastor.
Yes. I see this church growing.
王牧师不在，但是我看到这个教会继续在成长中。
And if you're not already, you will have to start going to 2 services a day.
如果你还没有开始，很快的，你们就会有两堂的信息，主日的崇拜。
I see the miracle power of God coming very strong in this place.
我看到神的神迹奇事很强烈的会在这个教会运行。
There will be many healings and miracles that will happen.
会有很多的医治神迹在这个教会发生。
And it will draw people in because they are hungry.
然后呢，他就会吸引许多饥渴的人们来到这个教会。
I see great mission trips being formed in this church.
我有看到很高抹的宣教的服事在这个教会里面。
And people being sent out everywhere.
然后会友们会被送到世界的各处。
And those of you that are remaining at home, you will help support those that are going out to do God's work.
那些留在家里面的，你们会来帮助被送到外面去的宣教士。
When I first walked in the church,
当我刚走进教会的时候，
I saw water all over the floor.
我就看到水流在这整个教会里面。
I knew that it was the water of the Holy Spirit.
我就知道这是圣灵的水在我们的当中。
And I saw the water begin to rise.
然后我就看到圣灵的河流一直的高升。
I feel like this whole church is going to come into a fresh visitation of the Lord.
我感觉这个教会将会有神非常荣耀的新的造访来临。
The Lord wants to encourage you.
神要鼓励我们。
And let you know that he is with you.
就是让我们知道神与我们同在。
And he is pleased with what is happening here.
而且他非常的喜悦我们在当中所做的。
And I bless you in the name of the Lord.
我祝福你们，奉耶稣基督的名。
We're sharing a wonderful Christmas story today.
今天我们分享很棒的耶稣诞辰的故事。
In Luke, in the second chapter,
在路加第二章，
it says, "And she brought forth her firstborn son."
讲到他把他的唯一第一个独生的爱子带来，
and wrapped him in swaddling clothes,
然后用一个很温暖的毯子包着他，
because there was no room for them in the inn,
因为在旅店里面没有地方让他们居住，
and there were shepherds in the fields keeping watch over their flock by night,
然后在伯利恒野地有牧羊人在牧养他们的羊群。
And lo, the angel of the Lord came, and they were sore afraid.
然后呢，就一群的天兵天使降临，这些牧羊人很害怕。
And the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I give you tidings of good joy, which shall be unto all people."
然后天使就对他们说，不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息，是关乎万民的。
For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord.
因今天在大卫的城里为你们生了救主，就是主基督。
And suddenly there was the heavenly host saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men."
忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Some people grow up in a Christian environment where they feel that God is just watching over them to punish them when they make a mistake.
我们当中有一些人，你一从小在基督徒的家庭长大，有一个错误的信息，以为说神就是一直在那里等着要处罚我们。
They don't really know their Bible.
他们并不是真正的认识圣经。
For God so loved the world.
神是这么样的爱我们。
He loved you.
他爱你们。
He gave his only son that he would ever have.
他给了你们他唯一独生的爱子。
That those that believe in him will never perish, but have everlasting life.
那一些信他的人永不灭亡，而且有永生在他们里面。
He did not send his son to condemn the world.
父神并不是把他的儿子送来定罪这世界。
But that the world through him might be saved.
而是世界透过耶稣基督，我们可能被得救。
Peace on earth and goodwill to men.
平安归于地上，喜悦归于他所喜悦的。
There is no other God that gives peace like our God.
在全世界没有一个神像我们的神这样的给我们平安。
No other God that gives joy like our God.
也没有任何的神像我们神一样的给我们喜乐。
No other God that loves like our God.
没有任何的神像我们的神这样的爱我们。
He is wonderful.
他非常的棒。
Isaiah said he is counselor.
以赛亚书说他是奇妙的测试。
He is mighty God.
他是全能的君。
He is Prince of Peace.
他是我们的和平的君。
He is Everlasting Father.
他是永世的父。
He is the Alpha and the Omega.
他是Alpha跟 Omega.
He is the Beginning and the End.
他是开始的也是至终的。
He is the Creator of the Heavens and the Earth.
他是创造宇宙万物的真神。
And yet, He came as a baby.
但是他却以婴儿这样来到世上。
And He put on human flesh.
而且他是道成肉身的来到世上。
And He understood how we feel.
他也了解到我们的感受。
That's why He can bear our sorrow and He can carry our grief.Because he understands.
这就是因为他曾经道成肉身，所以他能够了解到我们的愁苦。
We sing that song, Jesus Lover of my soul.
我们唱那一首耶稣我灵魂的救主。
He's a lover.
他是我们的爱人。
He's not mean. He doesn't beat us.
他不是非常凶恶的要打我们。
But he loves us.
他是爱我们的。
And in that love, when we can receive that love, then we want to be like he is.
在他的爱里面，我们就可以领受他的爱而成为像他一般。
The song says, Jesus lover of our soul.
有一首诗歌就是耶稣是我们灵魂的爱。
Let us come to you.
让我们来到他的里面。
In Matthew, in the second chapter,
在马太福音第二章
is the story of the wise men.
讲到那一个故事就是一个聪明的人。
And it says in the first verse that the wise men came from the east.
他讲到东方的博士从东边来。
They did not arrive when Jesus was born like we see in all the stories.
当耶稣出生的那一刹那，他们还没有来到耶稣跟前。
It refers to Jesus as now being a little child.
这是谈到耶稣那个时候像个小婴孩的时候。
Historians say that it took the wise men over 1 year from the time they saw the star to come to Jerusalem.
历史学家说从这一些东方博士看到那一颗星出现在天空上一直到他们找到耶稣一共用了一年的时间
These wise men went by camel not by jumbo jet
这一些东方的博士他们是骑着骆驼去的而不是像当今的坐喷射飞机
They did not make the trip in 11 hours
他们没有办法在11个钟头就到达目的地
I don't know if anyone's ever rode on a camel Has anyone ever been on a camel?
我不知道我们当中有没有人曾经骑过骆驼
It's quite the adventure
真的是很冒险的
They are very mean critters
他们是非常凶恶的一种动物
I rode a camel in Jerusalem
我在耶路撒冷曾经骑过骆驼。
They're very slow.
他们非常的慢。
And these wise men had to travel through the Sahara Desert.
所以这一些东方博士他们必须要骑着骆驼穿过撒哈拉沙漠。
It is the hottest desert in the world.
撒哈拉沙漠是全世界最困难的一种沙漠。
They had to bring food and supplies.
他们自己要带各样的饮食供应在身上。
The route was probably dangerous.
而且路途可能非常的危险。
They probably faced bandits and thieves trying to steal the gold and the expensive things that they were carrying.
他们有可能会遇见强盗想要偷他们所带的一些的黄金木偶药乳香等等。
But they had something that was guiding them.
但是他们却有一件事一个东西能够引领他们的。
They had a goal that they were after and moving toward.
他们有一个目标，就是他们要朝着那个目标前进的。
They were following the star.
他们就是跟随那一颗星而走。
The Bible calls them wise men.
圣经说他们是一个那一个聪明的智慧的人。
They knew their Bible.
他们了解他们的圣经。
They had studied about the prophets.
他们也研读了所有旧约的预言。
And they heard a king was going to be born.
他们听见一个君王将要降临。
And so they followed that star.
所以他们就跟随着那一颗星。
And probably encountered many difficulties.
可能也遇见了许许多多的艰难。
Just as in our own life when we're following after the Lord.
就像我们的生命当中当我们跟随神的时候
When you're trying to do something great for God You're going to have the enemy on your trail
当你想要为神做奇妙的工的时候可能仇敌就跟着你后面
But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world
那在我们里面的比那在世界的更大
And when the wise men found the baby Jesus
当这三位东方博士找到了耶稣婴孩的耶稣的时候
It says in the 10th verse When they saw the star They rejoiced with exceeding great joy
当他们看到耶稣的时候就大大的欢喜
Finally they had made their journey
终于他们到达了他们旅途的终点站
They had reached their goal
他们达到了他们的目的地
They had accomplished what they set out to do
那他们也完成了他们开始要做的工。
When God speaks something to your heart,
当神对我们的心说话的时候
Never give up your dreams.
绝对不要放弃你的梦想。
The Lord will watch over them to bring them to pass.
神会看顾他们一直到这一个梦成就在你身上
为止。And he wants to encourage you today.
他今天要鼓励你。
Be like the wise men.
像这三位东方博士一样
Keep the goal in front of you
把你的神给你的意向放在你的前面
And don't allow circumstances to keep you from where you want to go in the Lord
不要让所遇见的环境难处而拦阻了神在你身上给你的意向
And when the wise men came into the house
当这三位博士来到屋里以后
They saw the young child with Mary, his mother.
他们看到这一个、年轻的耶稣跟他的母亲玛利亚
And they fell down and worshipped him.
他们立刻的跪下来敬拜耶稣
And they opened their treasures.
然后他们打开他们的宝盒
Gold and frankincense and myrrh.
那黄金末药乳香
And then that night, the Lord gave them a dream.
那一个晚上，神就给了他们一个梦。
And he said, don't go back the way that you came.
告诉他们不要再回到你们所来的地方。
And they obeyed the dream.
他们就顺服了那一个梦。
Sometimes God will guide you in a dream.
有时候神会在梦中来引领我们。
Sometimes he will guide you in a vision.
他有时候会在意象中引领我们。
Maybe someone will speak a word over your life.
也许有人就会在你的生命当中给你说了一些启示性的话语。
These are our stars that guide us in the way we should go.
这就是在我们生命当中引领我们的那一颗星。
I attended a church in the Southern California area.
我在南加州曾经去过一个教会
And we had a Christmas play
然后我们有一个、圣诞节的话剧
And one of the children was the innkeeper
然后其中一个小孩子就是那个旅店旅馆的主人
And he learned his part
然后他学了他应该说的那一个部分的、
He was told when Joseph and Mary came that he was to say there's no room in the inn and he was to shut the door
他所要演的部分就是当玛利亚跟约瑟进来的时候他要说这个旅店没有地方给你住然后把门关起来
So Joseph and Mary knocked on the door
所以当约瑟跟玛利亚来敲门的时候
And the little boy innkeeper opened the door
然后这个小男孩这个旅店的主人他
And Joseph said Oh please The hotels are filled Can we stay at your inn tonight
然后约瑟就说请你今天晚上让我们住在你的小旅店里面因为其他的旅馆都爆满了
And the little boy said there's no room in the inn
这个小男孩就说在这个旅店里面没有任何可以让你们停留居住的地方
Mary said but I've been traveling for so long and I'm about to have a baby
玛利亚就说但是我已经走了很远、我快要生产了
And the little boy's mouth started to quiver
然后这个小男孩嘴巴就开始在扭动
Tears came down his face
然后眼泪就从他的脸上流下来了
he forgot that he was the mean innkeeper
他忘掉了他要饰演的是一个很凶的旅店的小主人
And he said, oh, you can come to my house and sleep in my bed
然后他就说哦、oh, 你可以来到我家里你就睡在我的床上
And that was a wonderful ending to the Christmas story.
然后这就是那一天在教会里面的、关于圣诞、话剧的结束。
He knew the true meaning of peace on earth, goodwill toward men.
他了解到在地上平安归于他所喜悦的人。
Another year we were having a play again.
然后另外一年我们在教会有相同的话剧
And there was a young man playing the part of the angel Gabriel
然后有一个年轻人他就饰演那个、加百列天使
And we had a baptismal that was filled with water
然后我们也有一个敬礼里面都充满的水
And when the curtains opened He was supposed to stand On the edge of the baptismal And raise his wings And say hark
当、开始的时候是应该把那个幔子打开然后他要站在那个镜子旁边然后就要、把他的天使的翅膀张开然后讲一句 hark
But when the curtain opened, he lost his balance.
然后当那个幔子一打开的时候，他失去了平衡。
And he said, hark, and fell in the baptismal.
然后他讲了一句 hark, 就掉进了敬礼池里面。
And the announcer said, and Gabriel was baptized.
然后那一个宣带领聚会的那一个报告的就讲说，哦，加百列天使长掉入敬池里面受浸了。
There's a saying that says that when life hands you lemons, make lemonade.
有一个俚语讲说，当生命赐给你一颗一个柠檬的时候，把它做成柠檬汁的水。
And sometimes we have to make the best of a situation that's not so good.
所以有时候在我们生命当中，我们就是要把那最艰难的，尽我们的所能，把它变成
最好的。When you walk with Jesus,
当我们与耶稣同行的时候
，He brings peace.
他带给我们平安
，and joy.
喜乐
in the midst of the storm.
就在风暴的当中，他能给我们平安和喜乐。
Let's just lift our hands.
让我们现在把手举起来。
Let's just tell Jesus we love him.
让我们告诉耶稣我们爱他。
Jesus, we love you.
耶稣，我们爱你。
This is your birthday.
这是你的生日。
We celebrate you today.
我们今天庆贺你的生辰。
We celebrate you the rest of the month.
我们在这整个的十二月当中，我们都来庆贺你的诞生。
In a special way.
用一个特殊的方式。
Happy birthday, Jesus.
耶稣，祝你生日快乐。
We love you.
我们爱你。
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you.
神祝福你们。
Who do I turn it over to?
Today, I think then, we have ministry time. Usually, so if you just let by Holy Spirit.
Okay. Hallelujah.
12:40 is okay.
All right. Thank you, Lord. I would like someone to come up and begin to sing a worship song, and we're going to worship the Lord. If you need a special touch from the Lord, I just want to pray for you and bless you. We want you to be filled with that peace on earth and goodwill toward men.
我们请我们的敬拜团队再上来健美，然后唱一些敬拜诗歌。如果你觉得你有需要神触摸你的，你可以到前面来，那我为你们祷告，还有我们的教牧团队也可以请你们出来。